This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Shoh Shemutu Le'echol, following the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, as long as it is permitted to eat Teruma Chametz, which is until the end of the fifth hour, Maichel LaBehema LaChaya V'La'ayfais, one may also feed regular chametz to animals and birds. Umaychoy lanochri, sell it to goyim. Umutter bahanosoy, and derive other forms of benefit from it, other than eating it. Ovar zimanoy, once that time has passed, which is at the beginning of the sixth hour. Oser bahanosoy, one may no longer derive any benefit from it. Velo yasek boitana vikirayim, one may not even use chametz as fuel to heat an oven, even though the chametz is burnt in the process. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein bi'ur chametz ela sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda said that chametz must be destroyed by burning it. V'chachomim Omerim af mefarer v'zeire leruah. V'chachomim said that it may also be crumbled and scattered to the winds. Oymatel layom, or tossed into the sea, and that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chometz Shel Nochri, She'over Olav HaPesach, Mutter Bahano. After Pesach, one may eat or derive any benefit from chometz that belong to a guy during Pesach. V'shel Yisrael, Asur Bahano, but not from chometz that belong to a Jew. She'ne'emar, Lo yeroe lecha seor. Since he transgressed the prohibition of leaven may not be seen among your possessions, which implies that it may be seen among the Gentiles' possessions. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Nachri shehil ve'es Yisrael al chametzai. If a Jew borrows money from a guy and leaves his chametz with the guy before Pesach as a deposit, and then does not repay his debt, the guy claims ownership of the chametz retroactively from before Pesach. Achar Pesach muter bahano. Therefore, it may be eaten after Pesach. V'Yisrael shehil ve'es hanochri al chametzai. If a guy borrows money from a Jew under the same circumstances, Acher HaPesach, Oser Bahano, it is forbidden after Pesach. Chometz Shenofla Olav Ma'Poyles, Harihu Kimvoyor, if a building collapsed on chometz, it is considered destroyed. He need not dig it out to burn it. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Kol She'ein HaKelev Yochel L'Chapis Achrov. Rabban Gamliel said that this is true if it is buried so deeply that a dog cannot dig it out. For example, it's 3 tefachim deep. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, Ha'echel Trumas Chometz BaPesach B'Shoigeg, Einan Kohen, who accidentally eats Truma, must repay a Kohen with 1 1/5 the volume of the produce he ate, regardless of its value. If he deliberately ate truma, he repays its monetary value. The Mishnah tells us, if he ate chametz truma on Pesach by accident, he must pay 1 1/5 its volume. Bemezid, if he ate it deliberately, pater mitashlumim, he is exempt from payment since it has no value. Umidemei eitzim, he does not even have to pay its worth as firewood, since one may not benefit from the chametz even as it is being burnt. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Eilu Dvorim Sha'odom Yaitse Bohem Yedei Chayvase BaPesach. The following grains may be used for matzah on Pesach. Bachitim, wheat. Basa'irim, barley. Bakusmin, spelt. Uvashifim, and rye. Ubashibayl Shol, and oats. V'yotzien, badimai. A person fulfills his obligation of eating matzah on Seder night was demai. Uba ma'aser rishayin shenit la trumasai, ma'aser rishayin, from which truma was separated. Uba ma'aser sheni vehegdish sheniftu, and ma'aser sheni and hegdish that were redeemed. Va'kayhanim b'chala uba truma, kayhanim fulfill their obligation with matzah made from chala or truma. Aval lo ba'tevel, one does not fulfill his obligation with tevel. Velo b'ma'aser rishon shelo nitla trumasai, nor with ma'aser rishon from which truma was not separated. Velo b'ma'aser sheni v'hegdish shelo niftu, nor with ma'aser sheni or hegdish that were not redeemed. Chalos toida urikike nazir asa'on la'atzmai ein yaitzian bohed. The menachos used in the Beis Hamikdash are also matzos, meaning they are not chametz, but they are usually not made lishma, for the sake of the mitzvah of Seder night. Therefore, if a person baked menachos for his own taida or nazar carbon, they may not be used for the mitzvah of Seder night. Asa'on limkor bashuk yitzien bohen. If he baked them to sell in the market, he may use them, since he had in mind when he baked them that they might not be sold, in which case he would keep them for himself for Seder night. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Psachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Ve'elu Yerokos Sha'adam Yeitza Behen Yedecha Vosay Ba'Pesach. The following vegetables may be used for Moir on Pesach: bachazeres, lettuce, uva ulshin, endives, uva tamcho, horseradish, uva charchavino, pepper cabbage, uva moror, and bitter coriander. Yitzien bohen bein lachin bein yevashin. They may be used fresh or dry, which is referring to the stems, but the leaves must always be fresh. Avalo kivushin, but not pickled. Velo shalukin, velo mavusholin, nor cooked at length until it dissolves or even slightly. Umitstarfin la kazayas. One must eat at least the kazayas of maror, and the different kinds of maror can be combined towards a kazayas. The yitzien bakelech shalahen, one may use their stems. Ubedemai and their demai, ma'aserishin shenitla trumasai, as well as ma'aserishin from which truma was separated. Ubemaisersheni vehegdish and niftu, and ma'aserishin and hegdish that were redeemed. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Psachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, ein sharin es hamorsin latarnagoylim aval choltin. One may not soak bran to feed to chickens, even if they will eat it within 18 minutes, but one may add to it boiling hot water, since the heat prevents it from rising. Hu isho lo tishre es amorsen shetolach biyada lamerchatz. A woman may not soak bran to bring to the bathhouse with which to clean herself. Avol shafa hi be bibsara yavesh, but she may rub dry bran on her wet skin. Lo yilois odom chitin v'aniach al makosai ba'pesach. One may not chew wheat kernels to rub on a wound. Mipnei shehein machmitzos, since the saliva will make it become chametz. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Psachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Ein neisnen es hakemach l'toich hacha roises or l'toich hachardol. One may not add flour to charoises or mustard. V'im nosan yoichal miyad. If he did so, the charoises becomes forbidden, but the mustard may be eaten immediately before it has a chance to rise, since the sharpness of the mustard slows the leavening process. For Rabbi Meir Oyser, Rabbi Meir said that the mustard also becomes forbidden immediately. Ein mevashlin es ha-pesach, just as it may not be cooked in water, lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei peiros, the korban pesach may not be cooked in other liquids, such as fruit juice, alvel sochen u'matbilin oisai bohen, but it may be smeared with oil, for example, even before it is roasted or dipped in charoses or mustard, for example, as it is eaten. Meitashmishai al nachtaim, the water that a baker uses to cool his hands, yeshavchu, must be poured out, mipnei shehein machmitzin, since it becomes chametz from the flour stuck to his hands. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.